From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, we'll hear about efforts to improve the quality of parenting in at-risk communities. The CSJP team realizes that good parenting does not come naturally or overnight. It is a learned skill. As a result, the team has been facilitating parenting workshops aimed at developing better parenting skills. Parents are equipped with a number of tools, including conflict resolution, the importance of listening to children, and patience. These workshops have been going extremely well, so well that the CSJP team has decided to mobilize parent trainers from within the communities to carry on the program. Kenneth Barnes, a social worker with CSJP, tells us more.
These persons who are recommended as reputable persons from the communities will be trained to actually work with parents in the community. Some of those parents possibly could be referred by the basic school or the primary school, by social worker and community workers. The parent trainers are mandated to actually work with at least 4 persons.
The CSJP team has already completed work in St. Catherine and Clarendon, where some 40 persons received training. And the program is now underway in Ocho Rios in St. Anne, where another 10 persons are receiving training. Karen Holness from March Penn in St. Catherine recently completed the 5-day workshop. She tells us the most important things she learned during her training.
First and foremost, how to be a better parent, how to be consistent in whatever I do in regards to children, and how to relate to children when they are going through. Stop attacking children and attack the problem. Parenting workshop is very, very crucial, and I think it can be of help to a lot of parents. And what we want to do is to mobilize others to join in, because it is really, really necessary, and it is going to be very, very good in every community that we venture into.
We also spoke with Nicola Dennis Sinclair from Taws Meadows in St. Catherine. In addition to being a parent, Mrs. Dennis Sinclair is the principal of an infant school in the community. Needless to say, the training has helped her not only in her own home, but also at her school.
Where I have been having tremendous amount of trouble in working with the parents, because parents are not coming out to meeting, and I have been wondering how to work with them, still not being successful. Upon going to this program, it has given me different ways of how to reach the parents. I really believe that this whole program, I think that is the best thing I think that has really happened to our community, because when you reach the parents and then you have the children working with, I believe that is more effective.
So now that they've received their training, what's next?
My drive is to assist those parents in getting those children in school, and also trying to formulate classes where I can have dropouts coming in and trying to uplift themselves.
We'll be having classes with the parents. We are planning on having breakfast program. We are planning on working with parents who cannot read to help them with reading. We're trying to do home visits with parents who are having problems with the children, behavioral problems. To go in and help them on a one-to-one basis.
Nicole Dennis Sinclair and before her Karen Holness. Both are recent participants in CSJP's Parent Trainer Workshop for St. Catherine. That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.